Pedro, what's the word, brother?
Now, you tell me, man. I understand you're making the big time this Saturday night. Going to do the analysis of the Glenn Johnson-Carl Frock fight on Showtime.
Yeah, that number one, that's a blessing. That's, you know, obviously something that I'm, you know, been able to get more reps in. It's something I love to do, and it's a big stage on Showtime. It's going to be a little bit different because I'm talking about two guys I'm getting ready to fight, so I got to figure that one out, but I'll come up with something.
Okay, people say it's a 50-50 fight. Is it really a 50-50 fight, Carl Frock and Glenn Johnson?
Well, I've been quoted as saying that simply because I could envision, you know, a Glenn Johnson who makes it a very uncomfortable night for Frock and kind of takes him out of his comfort zone. And, but at the, on the same token, I can see Frock getting into a nice little rhythm and getting into a nice zone and making Glenn Johnson look old. So I think it is a pick'em fight. It is.
Okay, we talk with Andre Ward, folks. Of course, it's a couple of weeks removed from his shutout over Arthur Abraham. Tell me, what was the most difficult part about Andre Arthur Abraham getting in the ring?
Man, just hitting the guy. You know, he has he's had that tight shell defense for many, many years. And you know, on tape, it looks like he's just lit. You know, he's just got his hands kind of earmuffed around his ears and protecting his head. But the guy's crafty. And he has an airtight defense, and it's just real difficult to get clean shots in there. And it's tough to stop a guy or really, you know, knock a guy out who's made up his mind that, you know, I'm going to survive and you're not going to knock me out, especially a veteran of his caliber.
Okay, do you think that was the case facing Manny Pacquiao when he took on Shane Mosley a few weeks ago, the fact that Mosley didn't want to get knocked out and he was just there to go the route? I mean, did Shane show the effort you thought that a challenger in a world championship fight of that magnitude should be displaying?
Well, to answer the first question, I think that's exactly the same scenario to a degree. You know, you have a veteran who obviously knows that ring inside and out, and if he makes up his mind that you're not going to knock him out, you saw that Shane got into survival mode and was difficult for Manny. Shane said it publicly. I've talked to Shane, and Shane basically said that, you know, once he got knocked down, he had no recollection of any of the other rounds up until the sixth or seventh round. I think that probably startled him. It probably scared him, and it probably made him go into survival mode. He probably said, listen, at my age, you know, you're not knocking me out. You know, you can win a decision, but you're not going to knock me out. He commented on Manny's, you know, punches being unusual and that kind of thing. So I think all that stuff had a part to play. And once again, Manny just made up his mind that he wasn't getting knocked out on that night.
Plus, he had that beautiful girlfriend sitting ringside. I forget her name is now, Bella Gonzalez or something like that. And I don't think he wanted to get annihilated in front of her either.
Well, there's a lot of people watching all over the world, too, Pedro. Via pay-per-view, man, and in that arena, sold out, packed house. So, you know, it is what it is, man. But, you know, Shane is still a Hall of Famer in my book. And it's easy to sit at home and say, hey, you should have did this, you should have did that. And I understand, man, you know, people paid a lot of money for those tickets and for pay-per-view. But it just kind of is what it is, man. It happens.
Okay. How'd you come out of this fight? Unscathed? Any hand problems? Any problems at all?
Nothing too big, nothing that needed to be really documented. I mean, I had, you know, some little tendonitis in my shoulder, just some nagging stuff, Pedro. We go through it, man, as fighters all the time. I'm getting a good rest right now, just enjoying my family, man. I'm actually in AC right now, Atlantic City, getting ready for this, like you mentioned a little bit earlier, getting ready for this Carl Frock fight. So I'm just resting, man, just resting my body, and over the next couple of weeks we'll start picking it up once we know who we're going to fight.
Okay, is the family with you back in AC?
No, my wife will be here. My wife's coming in Saturday morning, and her and I will go back Sunday. So my wife will be here.
Okay. You know, the fact that you've been able to keep this family together like glue, why is that? Other fighters had problems keeping their marriages together when they were at the top of their game. Why is it that you've worked? I've told you in the past I thought you hit the lottery when you won when you married this young lady. But the bottom line is, why is it you guys are so together? Why is it you guys are stuck together like glue, where other couples seem to falter when fighters hit the top?
Well, you know what, man? We've had a long history together. We started very, very young, and I met my wife when she was 15. I was 16. We didn't go to the same high school, but you could say we were high school sweethearts. And, you know, we went through rough times, man, like every young couple. And, you know, I think we got a lot of that stuff out of our system early on. And then we rededicated our life to God, and that's our foundation. So we just play by a different set of rules, Pedro. But I'm going to tell you, man, it's not perfect. But when we got married, man, we made a commitment to each other. And, you know, we're sticking to it, man. So that pushes you through during the tough times.
When you see some of the fighters nowadays, that took tremendous amounts of punishment and showed the residual effects of professional boxing, does that make you think twice when you step into that ring? I mean, do you have second thoughts? In other words, why should I mix it up and maybe get clocked or get hurt when there's a good chance I could just basically box my way to an easy decision? Because, you know, the guys that were warriors, I mean, the guys that really got down in the trenches, guys like Bobby Chacon, guys like Muhammad Ali, these guys are showing the residual effects of professional boxing late in their lives, and it's not good.
Right. Well, I can honestly say that inside that ring, I don't think about it. Now, there's probably times when I go home after a sparring session or go home after a fight and say, man, you didn't need to mix it up like that. You probably took some shots you weren't supposed to take. But in the heat of battle, absolutely not. But honestly, you know, outside the ring, you think about it. I mean, it's what we do. I mean, I think, you know, a fighter would be amiss to not look at the history of the sport and how fighters fare after the sport and not pay attention to that. So I see it, Pedro. And, you know, I thank God that when my dad brought me to the gym, a little gym in Hayward, California, he told Verse, teach my son how to hit and not get hit. And that doesn't mean you're a reluctant warrior. It just means that, you know, my dad wanted me to be a master of the sport, and that's what I'm training to be, Pedro. I'm training to be a master, man. I love to mix it up when I have the advantage, not just for the sake of.
You know, I met your late father. I never mentioned this to you, but I met your late father in Brisbane, California, I guess about 1985, 1986, and I was a little bit surprised to find out later that he was your father, because somebody told me about this about 6 or 7 months ago, but he seemed to be a fine guy. He passed away from a heart attack?
Yeah, he had heart disease, yeah.
Is that something you're looking out for right now? You taking care of yourself, eating the right foods, or what?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that, you know. I definitely know the history of the family and whatnot, and definitely on top of that kind of thing, and, you know, just making sure that, you know, like you said, I'm just doing all I can do. And from there, man, I can't worry about it. You know, my life is in God's hands, and I got to roll and enjoy my life in the meantime.
Okay, so the winner of this Glenn Johnson-Carl Froch fight, whoever it may be, are they going to fight in Oakland, California?
Good question. Probably not.
Probably not. Why?
Well, I mean, you know, first and foremost, you know, I think the contract, I have to double check, but I think the semifinals and the finals are supposed to be, you know, neutral territory. And I'm cool with that. You know, I've been pushing for Las Vegas simply because, it, you know, it's
a little bit
boxing
closer.
Mecca. Yeah, but I mean, Vegas speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And I think it's fitting that the finals should be there.
Okay. Speaking of the finals, when will they be?
Right now, late September or early October is what I've been told. But obviously everything depends on what happens in this fight. Injuries, cuts, punishment, whatever happens in this fight will sort of dictate how far back we go in the year.
Are you surprised that Glenn Johnson's been able to roll back the clock the way he has? He was a 2004 Ring Magazine Fighter of the Year. I mean, he was an outstanding middleweight, an outstanding light heavyweight. Now he's back to super middleweight. He knocked out Alan Green. I mean, that speaks volumes in itself. Are you surprised he's been able to sort of like rekindle the fire?
Not really surprised. I mean, it is pretty ironic because I had my professional debut in December. I think it was December 18th or something like that, when Glenn Johnson won the title against Antonio Tarver in 2004. My pro debut is when this guy won his first world title. It's pretty ironic that we could possibly fight one day. To say that is to say some guys are just cut from that cloth. Him and Bernard are probably one of the only two guys that are doing that right now. So I just take my hat off to him. I'm not really surprised, but, you know, he's somebody you definitely have to take seriously. And if he's the winner Saturday night, we will be ready for a Glenn Johnson clash.
Well, I got to let you go, but let me tip my hat to you, man, because you are the classiest guy in boxing, and I love you. You know that. From the crib, man, from the crib.
That's right.
Take care, Andre Ward.
Thanks, Pedro.